The knock at the door was expected, but a bit early. "I'll get it," Hope Baylor tried to quietly shout down the stairs from her doorway. Her sister was always saying she was too loud, but she was trying. She needn't have bothered this time. The front door squealed a protest at the use. Over the indistinguishable murmur of voices, Hope mentally added the task of oiling the hinges to her unending to-do list. She would just have to hurry to finish getting ready. Hopping around her room, she put on her shoes as quickly as she could. Voices drifted up to her, but she couldn't make out the words. Hopefully, Mommy wasn't in one of her moods and was keeping her comments to the weather or something equally neutral or normal. Her grandmother had moved in this year. While Hope loved Mommy with all her heart and was grateful for her cheerful, if somewhat scattered, presence every day, she was also never entirely sure what might come out of Mommy's mouth, particularly when guests arrived. Snatching her hard-saved money off the dresser, Hope hurried down the stairs to find Mommy standing there with her hands on her hips, talking to Sarah and Rachel Price. Tucking back an errant strand of her wayward strawberry-colored curls, which never wanted to stay pinned under her white cap, Hope made her way to Mommy's side, in time to catch the words, "Find my Hope a husband." She had to hide her snort of laughter. A husband wasn't exactly high on Hope's list of worries, not these days, at least. That topic was better than last week, when Mommy had asked Elam Hirschberger if he thought he saw a turkey every time he looked in the mirror. To be fair, the poor man had a hunk of skin that sort of hung under his neck, but still. "We'll try," Sarah said, glancing at Hope over Mommy's shoulder, eyes twinkling with amusement. "But she is wonderful picky. She seems almost..." She paused and wrinkled her nose in thought. "Hopeless," Mommy filled in, then nodded solemnly, as though her granddaughter weren't standing right there listening. "There must be some young man." As if men grew on trees like apples, and you simply had to pluck one from its branch, rotten or not. Hope lifted her gaze heavenward, sending up a quick prayer for patience. She was always praying for patience, but found that to be more and more the case lately. "Dat needs me at home too much," she said firmly. "A husband can wait." Her mom's sudden passing last year had been hard on them all, but hardest on her dad. Levi Baylor had shrunken in on himself without his Frau at his side, turning into a ghost of the strong, dependable provider and father he'd always been. With only the two girls, she and her sister Hannah, he had to work the family farm alone. Hannah was getting married, focused on preparing for the wedding. Mommy was a dear, but getting older and less able, which left Hope, who tried to help in her own way. "Speaking of which, where is Dad?" she asked Mommy. "He's already in the North Field," she was informed. She exchanged a quick glance with her Großmommy that said everything. Every day, her father went to work the fields, but as far as she could tell, not much was getting done. She hadn't voiced her concerns out loud, though. No need to burden others with worry when little could be done. The signs hadn't become obvious until recently, because, after Mom's passing, the community had gathered around them in so many ways. The blessing of a close-knit community. Their Amish neighbors and friends had helped get the farm through summer and fall harvest, after which winter had been relatively slow, with no need for extra hands. But now that spring had come... Unfortunately, Hope was fairly certain Mommy had noticed as well. Mommy might be prone to saying odd things and having an outlook that bordered on overly optimistic, but beneath that, she was surprisingly sharp. Not much got by Rebecca Baylor. While neither Hope nor her grandmother had voiced any of their concerns outright, they'd both done their best to fill the gap left by both of Hope's parents. The general air of neglect in the fields was equally true around the house, Not the cleanliness or tidiness, which the women were on top of, but the place was quickly falling into a state of disrepair. The roof needed patching, a gutter was hanging on by a thread, and there were various other fixes that they were waiting on Dat to get to. Hope tried her best. In addition to her usual chores, she'd been trying her hand at repairs, but she could only do so much in a day. Also, several larger repairs needed a man's muscles, like digging up the massive dead rosebush in the front yard. She'd reminded Dat about it until he'd asked her not to repeat herself. But still, the rosebush sat outside, untended. Nothing she could do about that, either.